Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Northfield Council praised Administrator Ben Mardig's performance so much so that they gave him a 5% raise, translating to a $7,000 increase to $146,140. Citing an extremely strong performance, Councilor Peterson White made a motion to give him a two-step increase, saying she didn't want to lose him. The vote was 5-1, with Colby preferring a one-step increase at 2.5%. Mayor Pownell said this morning,
"Council really decided based on the review because Mr. Mardig has met and exceeded expectations, and we are really grateful for his service here in our community that it warranted a two-step increase."
The council approved an on-sale liquor license for Armory Square and recognized the graduating seniors of the Youth Council, as well as the winners of the CRWP Stormwater Poster Contest. Pictures are on KYMNRadio.net. The longest discussion was, once again, the street assessments. Each year, this subject comes up regarding the fairness of how special assessments are made, but councils have yet to hold an in-depth discussion on how policy might be changed. An issue that caused some robust discussion was Pownell's request for a change in assessments for the three religious institutions. I'll have more on this tomorrow. Mardig and Pownell were in studio this morning. That interview is posted on KYMNRadio.net. You won't hardly be able to throw a shovel without hitting road construction in Dundas. Along with the major work of County State Aid Highway 1 between Highways 246 and 3, Administrator John McCarthy said council awarded contracts for two projects this week.
Stafford Road basically serves the area from Franzen Bank to America's Mattress along the east side of Highway 3, and then Cannon Road, which serves primarily in Dundas, the Dundas Dome.
Stafford will be a mill and overlay. They expect to have flaggers on scene for one lane of traffic to remain open for businesses. The plan is to start in June. Since the Dundas Dome is closed for the summer, Cannon Road will close for the duration of the street reconstruction. Both jobs were awarded to Swanky Imms Constructing for a total of $583,000. In other Dundas news, council approved a wine and beer license for Martha's Eats and Treats.
So it has to go through the final work with the state.
If all goes well, they'll be able to sell wine and beer by July 1st. Northfield's Community Action Center announced that Northfield Works, their community job partnership program, received a total of 3 grants from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. They received the full funding level request of $174,000. This is part of Minnesota DEED's Pathways to Prosperity program. The funding will allow Northfield Works, a program aimed at ending poverty by providing job training and placement for low-income, underemployed, and unemployed people, a chance to gain access to training and educational opportunities that may otherwise be too expensive. This funding will also allow Northfield Works to triple its current capacity to serve clients from 15 to 55. The full press release is on KYMNRadio.net. And KYMN has pictures of Career Day at the Northfield Middle School from student reporter Lauren Behem. News from around the state is next.